His name is October, and he is a talented coffee shop musician who sees dark, sickening clouds swirling about the heads of those who are about to commit evil. He helplessly watches as a clouded one kidnaps Hannah, his first true love, and as he struggles to save her, he discovers the terrifying truth. She's not the one they really wanted. October's November, a novel.
Coming.
By James Loram.
James Loram's
election.
Still, the life flowed through him. The energy he took from that woman was palpable. He opened and closed his fists in his pockets over and over, her blood thickening and getting stickier. He lifted his face to the mist and counted. Number one was a dental hygienist. Number two was a student at Long Beach State. Number eight was a teacher. He would find them no matter what it took. He didn't know how difficult his new purpose would be to fulfill. He wasn't sure if he would have to travel out of state to get them, but he would. He would get every last one of them. He wasn't sure of everything yet. But he knew one thing for certain. He would work his way backward. He'd start with his number nine.
Number nine.
Hannah had to be the next one to die. But sometimes in this life, we're not given that choice. Sometimes a friendly stranger continues to joke with you until you have to tell him to stop. You'll buy him dinner if he'll just stop cracking jokes, and sometimes she's dropped in your lap. She's thrust before you, and you don't have even a millisecond to deny what is shot into your heart, amongst other areas. Sometimes it's destiny. When he first saw her, he was in the middle of his rendition of I Could Not Ask for More by Edwin McCain, eventually redone with a country twang by Sarah Evans. October preferred the original. He was singing for a couple of lines before he realized he was looking into her eyes. They were looking into each other's eyes. Embarrassed, he averted his gaze. Oh man, she is beautiful. And I was staring at her. She caught me. Here I am singing, These Are the Moments, I Thank God That I'm Alive, and staring at her. Maybe it's nice, maybe it's romantic. Mostly it feels like a cliche, a cheesy Hollywood movie moment. I don't want her to think I'm singing to her because I wasn't. I was just looking at her and was captivated by her half smile and her deep stare and how it seemed like this wonder was actually paying attention to me, listening to me, feeling me. I wonder if she's still here. Really here, with me, involved. I need to know. I need to see. I need to see if I am still in her sight. As October lay on the cement next to his dying friend, both bathed in the truck's red brake lights, all he could do was gasp for breath and bleed from his mouth. And as he sank into that loose and shifting, unstable earth, the truck pulled away from him. He read the words so violently etched into the tailgate door. Their darkness, my light.